This NPR station is KHSU. My name is Brian Curtis, and you are tuned in to the KHSU magazine. I'm joined now in the studio by April Amelung and Patrick Cleary from the Humboldt Folklife Festival, which kicks off this Saturday. How's it going, friends?
Great. We've got a festival coming.
Yeah, you sure do. is excitement running high?
Oh, yeah. So excitement and panic, both of those.
Oh, a little bit of both. Yeah, I know how that goes. I just had a bit myself. They tend to go hand in hand. Well, let's get the listeners excited, too. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Okay. Well, it's actually, it's grown into 8 days of music and dance at this point.
A Beatles week.
Kind of, almost. 8 days a week. And we're starting on Saturday out at the Mad River Brewery with what we call the kickoff. And that's going to be music starting at about 2:45 with Kingfoot, and then Thursday night bluegrass, and then the Detours closing out the evening. So it's going to be three wonderful bands out there, and hopefully the Blue Lake sunshine. There's a reason we like to do it in Blue Lake, because it is consistently warmer.
Yeah. That's a great spot for outdoor events. And I understand that it's also a Pints for Nonprofit event, with you guys yourselves being the nonprofit. So every beer goes to help keep the Folklife Festival going strong.
So we would encourage people to have a beer or two, as drink responsibly, but, you know your money's going well spent. So, yeah, it is part of our fundraiser. You know, what we... A lot of this is done on a shoestring budget, so every sort of dime we can make here and there helps us to keep this either low cost or free every night. Then Sunday we're going to go into Annie and Mary Day, and we've got five bands there going from noon to five, including I'll be playing at 1 o'clock, so kind of taking away my MC hat and just jumping on stage and playing some instruments with That Buck and String Band is the name of the band.
Oh, cool. I was going to ask if either of you two were performing. April, do you perform folk music as well?
No, I have not been able to learn an instrument. I've tried.
But you're an enthusiast.
Exactly.
And April's been there for us every year for, I don't know, 15 years
we
or
think
so.
About 15 years. We're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's helped us a lot with the volunteers. And
so long that the true origins have been obscured.
Exactly.
By the mists of time.
Yeah.
Speaking of learning an instrument, I understand there are some workshops in addition to the concerts.
That would be on the final day on Saturday.
All day free festival.
And that's going to be out in Blue Lake?
Everything is in Blue Lake except for the barn dance next Friday.
Okay.
And that comes into Arcata at the Arcata Vets Hall.
Well, I don't want to skip straight to the end already. Let's talk about a couple more of the events going on over the course of the week.
Monday night we have a jazz night, and we can talk later about maybe why jazz is part of folk music, but I think it is. So we have three great bands there. We have the Low Notes, we have the Blunt Side Quintet, and then we have the RLA Trio with a special guest of Francis Vanek. And so that should be an awesome show. Tuesday night is our songwriter showcase, and we have four singer-songwriters who will be performing sort of and talking about their songwriting, and that's hosted by Jan Branlett, and features Rachel Beccaria, Scott William Perry, Ryan Bizio, and Leah Grams Johnson. So four songwriters who have never performed at Folklife before, so it's going to be a really neat insight into the songwriting process.
A night of debuts. That's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, we like to mix it up. We try not to do the same show every year.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about, you've got a jazz night, you've got a singer-songwriter night, you've got a bluegrass night. So performers from all stripes of the folk music umbrella. Are most of these local acts?
Pretty much everybody is local. The whole intent of the festival is to feature local performers, because we have amazing amount of talent here in Humboldt County. This year, the one slight exception is Scott William Perry. He's actually from Brookings, Oregon. So it's kind of local. He's within the KHSU listening.
Yeah, if you can get KHSU, you're a local.
That makes you a local, right?
For our exactly. intents and purposes.
But he's not a Humboldt person. The intent of the festival is to feature the incredible musicians we have here. And one of the ones we have this year, which we're extraordinarily excited about, is Jenny Scheinman is playing.
Local legend.
Local legend. And first time playing the Folklife Festival herself. So, she's got eight albums out. She's a Sony Classics recording artist, and she's going to be playing on Thursday night at the Bluegrass and Beyond night. So
Bluegrass and Beyond.
Yes. Well, I think Jenny takes Bluegrass and takes it beyond where it goes. And
yeah, so that's a suitable designation.
Yeah.
You mentioned the incredible wealth of talented musicians and also enthusiastic listeners here in Humboldt County for folk music. What do you think is kind of at the root of that?
You know, I think there's a number of things. I think because we're a remote community, we've always been a community that has focused on making our own music and not relying on the outside world. I think that's part of it. Part of it is just a very creative community. A lot of these musicians are very generous in terms of their time. They play for a lot of the nonprofit fundraisers, and they do a lot of events that really support the community, and in turn, the community tends to support local musicians and appreciate them. And I think there's also a critical mass. At a certain point, if you get enough people who are good banjo players, they start teaching other people how to play the banjo. People want to play the banjo, and you know, so it becomes this sort of multiplicative effect, if you will.
Yeah, it just keeps spiraling. It's great.
Yeah.
April, you mentioned that you made some musical learning attempts, but what drew you to folk music in the first place?
I don't remember. It was 3 years ago. I think it was just the festival, because I go to festivals and I love festivals.
Okay, so you actually found the event first and had so much fun that it encouraged you to get involved in the music.
It was Judy Hageman. She's the one that actually inspired me and had me help her with the volunteers. And I worked alongside her for a couple years, and then she passed the baton to me. And then I've passed it on to Ann Kine. So now I'm pretty much I do the PR, Facebook.
Right on.
Well,
let's take a little detour from the conversational side and do a little PR. I want to plug where people can go to learn more about see the schedule before their very eyes, and also pick up tickets if they're so inclined.
That's great. HumboldtFolkLife.org. is the website. There's a complete listing of all the events, including how you get tickets there. The tickets are being sold through Brown Paper Tickets. We just follow the links through there. The four weeknights, the jazz, songwriter, Under the Stars, and Bluegrass are the ones that we sell tickets for. And then the dance on Friday is just at the door. Saturday is free. Any and Mary Day is free. The kickoff is free. So we try to balance it out with that, trying to keep it accessible and family friendly. And it really is a great family day, especially the Saturday all day free festival. There's kids activities, there's workshops. If you want to learn how to play the ukulele, there's actually two ukulele workshops there. And you know,
the Beatles sing along.
That's right. One of the most popular events that we have is Joel Sonnenschein leads a Beatles sing-along. And this year, we used to do it inside the building, but because it got so crowded, we're going to do it out on the stage and have a big audience sing-along on Saturday afternoon. So
that sounds awesome. Is there a particular event, I mean, apart from the one that you yourself are playing in, that you're really looking forward to?
I always look forward to... Well, I mean, I always enjoy the songwriter night because I am a songwriter and I appreciate having insight into the process. But the Saturday all-day free fest is just an amazing event. We start at 11 in the morning. We go to 8 at night. We have two stages going at all times. And it's a real exciting community thing. I don't know, April, what's your favorite?
Songwriter night. It's very intimate. It's in the Del Arte Carlos Theater. And I don't know how to explain it. It's just...
Well, set the stage for us a little. Kind of like for some... I've never... I have to... Now that I've started this sentence, I have to follow through and admit that I have yet to go to the Del Arte Carlo Theater. So tell us a little bit about, like, you walk in. What do you see? What's going on?
You know, you really should go out if for no other reason than to see Del Arte, which is a community treasure. But they have this indoor theater, the Carlo Theater, which is it's part of the old Oddfellows Hall, and it's a beautiful wood building with 100 seats, and just it is the best listening venue if you're an artist You know, a lot of musicians, you know, you play at a bar and you know that nobody's listening to you. One of the things that's amazing about folk life is that people actually come and listen to the local musicians, which is why every year we get maybe 100 applications and we can fit in about 30 performers over the course of a week. I mean, so we're turning people away who really want to be a part of this, who are very great musicians. And that's another reason why we try to rotate it every year and just try to keep the bands fresh and try to spread out the disappointment among the bands. So.
That's always a hard one.
Everyone gets their fair share of hard knocks.
We have a committee of about 10 people that really help put this festival together. April and myself and, you know, a number of groups. And it's a very much a group decision-making process about, you know, what shows are we going to do, what bands are going to, you know, be a good fit for each other and everything like that. And you know, did that band play last year? Okay, ask them to take a rest and try again next year.
We want to give everybody an opportunity to play the
Understandable.
Folk Life Festival.
Oh, certainly. What other things does the Folklife Society do during the rest of the year?
The primary thing is the Folklife Festival, the Buddy Brown Blues Festival, which comes up in August. And then we do a lot of barn dances over the course of the year. The barn dances are some of the most popular things we do. We partner with Arcata Playhouse on concerts and visiting performers. And then we are trying to ramp up a whole series of classes and lessons that we're calling the Folk School. It's taken us a long time to really get that off the ground, but we do different classes and workshops from time to time, and we hope to do a lot more of those. So the mission of Folk Life is that everybody should play an instrument. Everybody should enjoy music, whether it's just listening, playing, dancing, singing, but that everybody's musical.
How does one go about joining the Humboldt Folklife Society?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Yes. I'm glad that you're glad.
Yes. You can go online, again, at that humboldtfolklife.org. There is a membership page there. It gives you discounts to all our events. If you were to go on now, you could also, as part of the upper-level memberships, get tickets to some of the weeknight performances of the festival. And also, you know, gives you lots of good karma and lots of appreciation.
Can never have too much of that.
No.
Go get your membership.
Yes. Also check out humboldtfolklife.org for more detailed information or the Facebook page. Patrick Cleary and April Amelung, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to me today.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you're very
welcome. Thank you.
I wish you a great success with another fun year of the Humboldt Folklife
Festival. I hope to see you out there.
Yeah, I'm going to come check it out.